Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to Raven Radio. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Roth.
Hi.
Say hi, Mandy.
Hi.
I always think you're going to forget because you've got the switchboard.
I usually do, if you don't point it out to me. I'm usually doing like 10 things at one time when we start up.
Well, tonight's guest, we'll just hop right to it, is a real fun one. We're pretty excited to have her on.
Yes.
She is the president of the American Tarot Association, as
mm-hmm.
well as a columnist for Tarot World magazine, Stephanie Arwin Lynch, and she will be doing free readings tonight. So anyone interested in free readings, you are welcome to call in. The listener call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges could apply. And I believe we have Stephanie online.
We
or did
do.
You have
she also writes as Mary Lou Mann. And I think if I have this correct, this is actually a name that she writes with someone else as, like as a collaborative effort. So we can get her on and ask her about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Stephanie, you there?
I am.
How are
Thanks
you?
Thanks for calling Raven Radio.
I was answering the questions right along as you asked them, and I thought, oh, I'm still on mute.
Sometimes I do that to Michelle.
She'll mute me, and I'll be like, can you guys hear me? And then I'm buying into Mandy. Mandy.
She's like, am I on mute? And the I am. I'm like, no.
And then a little laughter thing comes up, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for anyone out there who may not know you yet, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Stephanie Arwin Lynch. Most people call me Arwin when they're being nice. I've been doing tarot since first picked up a set of cards in 1980, which makes it 1 or 2 years ago. Began reading professionally about 85 and 88. My timelines are real weak. And have been reading since then. Love, love, love doing it. I have a professional business that I run online. I do over the phone, Yahoo Messenger, email, in person, you name it. I have read the cards in any given place, including bars.
Now, what do you refer to yourself as? I mean, some people, you know, they have certain names for it, like tarot reader. How do you, what's the job description? What's the title?
Kooky psychic? No. How about consultant? That sounds so nice and professional.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, there's some discussion in the tarot community about it.
Yeah, you know, and I never know how to refer to anyone when they come on. Yeah, because some people prefer medium, some people prefer psychic, some people prefer this, and I'm always like, dude, just say what you want me to call you, and I'll call you it.
I like queen, diva, goddess, tarotist.
That's Mandy's title.
Oh, dang it.
Mandy took that title, sorry.
Well, okay, fine. I'll just go for tarot reader.
Okay, and pretty princess is taken, too.
Oh, man. That's my niece, actually.
So, you've been doing this since, like, 85 and 88. When is it that you started writing? And do I have my information correct that the Mary Lou is actually a name that you write with someone else under?
I do. I write with my best friend. I've been friends with her longer than I've been reading the tarot cards. She's going to shoot me for that one. But Kay and I have been writing with an eye towards publication since 2002. Yeah, 2002 is when we first both got really serious about it. And it's taken off. We actually have contracted 3 books with Dolores Cave and just got our release date on the 3rd one. So that was a happy day. We've been dancing around about that. So, but yeah, it's a name for our moms. My mom was Mary Lou and her mother's maiden name is Mann.
Mm-hmm.
So we just glommed them together.
Now, how is it, do you guys find writing together in that? Do you think it's a pretty easy process for you now that you've been doing a little bit, or is there a little getting used to each other still? Or?
Actually, we've been making up stories together since we met. Part of that was staying out late after curfew and needing a good line. But for most of it, we have always made up stories together. We've always told each other stories, acted out characters, developed storylines. We just never put it on paper. So, but we've always finished each other's sentences. I mean, it's truly one of those friendships. We met when we were 16. It was like, oh, wow, you're the other half of me, and never looked back. Our friendship survived divorce and everything else. So, yeah, it's a great thing to have in your life.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Real quick, before we get any further, I want to ask this question before I forget. Lotus Line, are you guys going to look into writing for that?
Say that again?
The Lotus Line from Allure's Cave?
We have talked about it. The problem is I tend to lampoon psychics when I write about them because I've met so many, and I know
sorry,
that I can be a flaky one.
I backfired. I almost choked on iced tea there.
Yay! Choking the radio host is not on the list. Sorry.
Oh, no, it is.
We've talked about it. We've discussed it. But we really love our paranormal shapeshifters. So
mm-hmm.
That's kind of where we write right now. We have 7 books planned in the series and are working on book 4 now. So it's just too much fun to leave our little world that we've created.
Let me interject real quick. Everyone waiting on hold right now on the switchboard and that calling in, I will get you just a second. I want to hear all about Stephanie's book real quick, too, and give her a chance to talk about that before we get going on this. Okay, your new one, Changing Times.
Changing Times just came out in May. Paranormal shapeshifter. He's a cat, not a wolf. He's a little picky about that. Gets shot, needs a doctor. So his buddies do what any good friends would do and kidnap a doctor. And she's very scientific-minded, so she thinks he's nuts when she discovers that he thinks he's a werewolf, which is what she keeps calling him for quite a bit of the book. And it's an interesting interaction for us because we, of course, buy into paranormal. We had to write a character who didn't. So our Dr. Chambers was a little fun to write because she was very specific, and she would go look things up on the Internet and tell him that it was okay. She had a nice friend that he could talk to at the hospital. So it was a lot of fun to write.
Did you get to sort of incorporate all of maybe the opposite end that you've received over the years from people on what you do? Did you get to pull that into her and let her, like, you know, have at that or what? I guess
you know,
she gets to be your skeptic that you get, to, you know, presented with in
yeah,
real life. At all,
in a way, yeah, because I do meet a lot of skeptics, which is kind of fun for me. I'd rather a skeptic because sometimes it's fun to alter their world a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tarot is not some great deep mystic secret. It's simply a tool into the unconscious. So I read on a Jungian basis. I use the Carl Jung's approach of the collective unconscious. So it's more of a psychological approach than Tall Dark Stranger Will Come Across Long Water.
I think I got that one before.
Though, you know what, though? I will say I had, and here's the weird thing, is the one that I think in my life who's been most accurate, it's probably the one I least expected it from. She was at a flea market of all things, sitting there in her little, like, I don't know, she just reminded me of, like, something out of Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter, the way she was all done up. But, wow, pulled me aside out of nowhere and was like, I have to talk to you. I'm like, what?
Oh, how fun.
It wasn't me. And, yes, and she gave me a reading, like, on the spot. And, wow, it was pretty spot on.
You know,
I have a reader like that in Georgia, yeah, and
yeah,
she does it at the flea market, and it's the same kind of, she just, well, it's kind of weird, but it's very accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now we have some people in the room in that, but I just want to real quick, now this book is released in May.
Yes.
Okay, and this is out with Allure's Cave.
It's Allure, mm-hmm.
And is there a sequel or another book in the series?
There is. We have a Jewel of the Nile, which is just a little contemporary erotic quickie coming out in September. And then in November, Changing Hearts comes out, and it is one of the characters in Book 1. He's actually the bad boy in Book 1, and he's very bad. And just we liked him too much, and he kind of got in our hearts a little bit too much, so we had to redeem him. So we sent him out to the swamps to meet a little agent. He smack him upside the head, and he is a wolf, and get his attention. So... And she does a pretty good job of it. So,
Yeah, funny thing is, that's how Mandy gets most people's attention.
Hey, whatever works.
It's pick on Mandy night.
Michelle gave me money to pick on you.
Writing check now. Good thing I can forge Mandy's name for that check.
Sorry, about that mute button again.
Quit muting me. I'm going to get the IM addresses of all the guests from now on. So I can, sorry, here's my question. No, I love the Changing Times cover. I was just looking at that. And if you want to, real quick, could you give the website address to all our listeners who will be listening to the archive so they know how to find your book?
Yes, go to www.greatmta.com. That's Great Minds Think Alike, so the MTA. And if you go there, you can find all of our books, things about books in progress, and little tidbits about how Kay and I met. And anything Kay says about the Milky or the Musketeer bar is a lie. I just want to go on the air saying that right now.
Do we have Kay in the pool waiting to talk to us?
Oh, I hope not.
I'm thinking she might have some things to say. We'll go ahead and take our first caller.
Hi, with the number starting 207. Welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Did we lose you?
I'm not sure. Maybe I broke it. Are you there
now? Zero. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there
you are.
What's your name?
You got me?
Yep, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, Tom from Maine.
How you doing,
right,
Tom?
Great.
Hi, Tom. Well, what I'm doing tonight, I'm going to do y'all mind if I just start talking?
Oh,
no,
go ahead.
Be quiet. You do your thing.
Tom from Maine. I like your products, by the way. Wanted to find out, what area do you want? Just give me an area. And what I'm going to do is just draw one or two cards and do really many readings since we've got folks waiting. So
romance.
Romance,
my marriage, yes.
Okay, let's take a look here. What I'm doing is shuffling and cutting the cards just so you know I'm not running off and grabbing a pop.
Well, while
okay.
We're waiting for that, oh, I was going to just give the listener number again if anybody would like to get in line. The number is 646-595-3998. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought we had a second.
I'm quick. Okay, Tom, what I pulled out are two cards. One card is the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands is a man of action. He's a man who wants to go get things done. I believe this represents you. You've got a mission in life. You want to get something moving. You want to go somewhere. But it almost feels like everybody else around you is kind of laid back right now. Everybody else is kind of, well, we'll get there when we get there. The other side of this, I pulled another card to see about the other side of the partnership. I get the Eight of Pentacles. Now, that's the Eight of Coins in most decks.
Right.
This is the card of the student, the card of the learner. So we've got a definite one person is ready to go, got everything, let's get the bags, let's get in the car and head out. The other person says, wait, let's study, let's take a minute. I want to lay everything out, very analytical. So there's a little dichotomy going on here in terms of the romance. It's still there. There's still a partnership. But there's a push-me-pull-you going on right now. And so the advice of the cards is an interesting advice card. It's the Chariot. The Chariot is about getting and going. So if you're the person who's pushing and pulling to go, that's the right choice. You know, whatever it is you want to do that moves you forward, that you've got, that's a goal, keep going for it, even if the other person's being a little analytical. They're going to get the Chariot and come on.
I'm the analytical one.
Okay. Well, then you need to get in the Chariot, honey, and go. It's an okay thing to do.
Okay.
Sometimes studying the map longer than you need to do, you're going to miss out on the parade at the end. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in. I hope that I'm so sorry they're so short. Usually I do a little more in-depth, but I want to try to get as many folks as we can.
That's okay. I actually hung up on the other one, so they have to call back in. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mandy in the switchboard.
Happens a lot. I'm sorry. I am a moron with buttons, people. It's true. Yep. Okay, I'm a moron on a lot of things, not just buttons, but we're just going to say buttons today.
Ooh. We did have a question in the chat room earlier that I noticed that someone had asked.
It was Carolyn Ivy.
Yes.
And she says, Arwen, I know that I have my old standby decks, but what is your new favorite tarot deck?
Oh, great question, because I am a tarot ho. I have almost 100 decks. My reading deck, my public reading deck, is called the World Spirit Tarot. But my new favorite deck isn't out yet. It's called the Quantum Tarot, and it's done by Kay Stopworth and Christopher Butler, who are both, I believe, in England. And it's coming out from Kunati Press. The images blow me away. I haven't even gotten this deck in my hands, but they're sending me a review copy, and I can't wait. So I would have to say that's my new favorite deck.
Now,
you got the inside hookup.
Yeah, that's so not fair.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We're going to start demanding product samples here on the show.
I saw the deck and wrote to the publisher and said, I will review your deck. I am the president of the American Tarot Association and hope that might have some pull. And apparently it worked. I was pretty excited. So the American Tarot Association is a fabulous organization if you're a reader. It does a lot of networking and helps people, and we do some we speak out when people are getting scammed by tarot and or mm-hmm. talking bad about tarot. We go on either side of that coin.
Mm-hmm. Now, Carolyn Ivy also said that she's drawn to the images first on the deck, even if the deck ends up not being for her.
Yeah, I tend to like a colorful, not cartoonish, but a colorful ethnic deck. It needs to have a lot of cultural references for me. I don't like a deck that's really just white bread, I guess is the simplest way to say that. So absolutely, the artwork. And some decks are just artwork for me. There are two Luis Royo decks, and they're amazing. I can't read with them. So they're just pretty.
Now, real quick again, we'll give the call-in number, and I will try my best not to click that other button. 646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998. That's a New York number, so long distance charges do apply. You can also go to ravenhappyhour.com and follow the prompts. And in theory, there's a click-to-talk live with us thing that you can use your microphone and talk with us. Other people have used it, and it's worked for them. I can't give you instructions beyond that, though. Okay.
Now, Arwen, what kind of deck would you recommend for somebody who was just starting out or interested, but, you know, when you first look at those decks, trying to figure out what all those cards mean, it can be really overwhelming.
It can. There are 78 cards, and each one has two meanings, one upright, one reversed, which can just, you know, make your eyes glaze over. I suggest, and I've got a tarot blog where I talk about how to start with any deck, and it's actually what I do with even a new deck even now. And basically, let's pull one card, write down what it means to you. Don't look at the book that came with it. Just look at the card, look at the pictures. I'm a writer. I always tell people, what is the story of the card? You know, but for a beginner, I would suggest a deck that has clear pictures and that really speaks to you on some level. There are decks for everybody. There are fairy tale decks. There are deep, dark, gothic vampires. There's the Tarot of the Dead, which comes in a coffin-shaped box. So there are so many choices out there, and that in and of itself can be overwhelming. It's like walking into a jewelry store and having 1,000 diamond rings. Which one do you pick? So I would say look as many as you can, and go for the picture that jumps out at you first. Go for the one. You may be somebody who likes darker images. You may be somebody who likes bright, colorful images. You know, there's so many. One of my favorites is the Frank Fredella Adventure Deck, and Frank is also an author, and he writes his own superhero universe, and he developed a tarot deck out of it.
Oh, neat.
It's wonderful, and I'm a rabid comic book fan, so it really spoke to me.
Now, do you feel like the cards you said, you mentioned there was like a coffin deck one, which I thought was really cool, but do you feel like somebody using those cards, would that influence the reading at all?
No, because the person who picks that deck already has a tendency, I would think, towards a darker, more macabre sense of humor. And you need to engage your sense of humor with the tarot cards because they're very much tapping into your subconscious. So they can at times poke fun at you. You know, if you continually get a card over and over that you don't like, well, why don't you like it? What is it that the cards are poking at you about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I use tarot in just about everything. I mean, I use it for if I'm going to move. I use it if I'm writing a book. I use it if I'm going to change jobs. I try to access something that I may not be able to access on my top level. It helps me go deeper into myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the process for reading for yourself different than reading for someone else? Or?
Very much so. Very much so. It's the same as if you go out and ask your girlfriends for advice about the guy you're dating and they tell you he sucks, dump him.
Mm-hmm.
You're dating him. You're probably doing a little more than dating him. You're going to have a different filter, and you're going to say, well, you know, he's not that bad. It's very difficult to read for yourself. I do it. I make myself use decks I'm not familiar with to try to pull myself out and away from what I want to hear. I don't know if that makes good sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. Is it the same than reading for a close friend? Would that be the same problem for you, or is it easy to do? Or
it can be. Some of my close friends won't let me read for them because I disengage so much from the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That I tend to come down on them a little harder than I would a normal client.
Mm-hmm.
So I go the opposite way. It's like having your mom as your Girl Scout leader or your teacher. You know, she thumps you harder because she knows you.
My mom was my Girl Scout leader for a while. And let me tell you, if I had to make one more damn Christmas ornament shaped like a reindeer out of clothespins.
I've so been there.
You know, she's going to call me later and be like, you know, I'm coming over this Christmas. We're going to do it again just because you said it.
Hi, Mom.
Now, Carolyn says she can't seem to do readings for herself either. She gets a mismatch of gobbledygook.
I'm surprised you can be gobbledygook without stumbling.
It's a very Mandy word. Come on. Heebie-jeebie's my other one, yeah.
It's difficult. One thing you can do if you only have one deck and you're not a complete addict like I am is to, when you pull the cards, go to the book. Don't read what you know. Go to the book and read what the book says, you know, and stick strictly to those definitions.
Mm-hmm.
That might help when you're trying to read yourself.
Well, we've got another guest waiting.
I'm paying attention to where I click, too. Hi, caller with the start of 972. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Miss LaShondra. And I'm calling from Texas.
All right, Michelle and I will be quiet and let Stephanie Turk talk directly to you.
I had difficulty hearing what your name was.
LaShondra, and I'm calling from Texas.
Hey, LaShondra. Okay. Oh, I'm moving to Austin. Yay, Texas. Okay. What area do you want to know about? Just a generalized, you know, career, romance,
I want to
journeys.
Do you see a divorce coming up for me, or do you see a reconciliation?
Okay, well, let's take a look at the cards. Sounds like you might be having a little bit of a painful time right now, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep.
That is never any fun.
I know.
Let's look and see what the cards say. What I'm going to do is basically what I did for Tom. I'm going to pull two cards and then a clarification. Well, it's an interesting, both of these are called, they're major arcana cards. I call them the big boom boom cards.
Mm-hmm.
They're big energy. The Hierophant and the High Priestess. The Hierophant is very much about rules. If you break the rules, they send you away. They're very unforgiving. They're very done, basically, in these cases. On the other side is the High Priestess. The High Priestess is a woman with some secrets. There's some mystery about her. It looks like you've been working kind of with your shadow side. You've been working with some stuff that you know has been an issue. You've really been working on the problem, and it seems like there was an issue. Did one of you step outside of the bounds of the marriage?
Yeah, he's actually with another woman. That's why I asked.
Are you able to forgive? That would
mm-hmm.
be my question.
Yeah, I think I can forgive him.
You know, because of the hype. Mm-hmm.
If he showed me, you know, that he was willing to change, I can actually, you know, forgive him.
Well, the card that falls on these two is another major arcana. Kind of unusual for big boom boom cards to go 1, 2, 3 like this. It's
mm-hmm.
the Wheel of Fortune. LaShonda, what this means is the wheel's turning. It can go either way. Now, if you've ever been on a carousel where you go around and you have to grab the brass ring to win the next ride,
mm-hmm.
what this card says is you can win the brass ring. You can win what you want. Once you've decided that that's what you really want,
mm-hmm.
the trick is you can watch it go by time after time. If you don't reach out and grab for it,
mm-hmm.
you'll never get it. So totally in your control, totally up to you, you make the decision if you can truly walk away from the Hierophant and walk away from the rules and boundaries and the fact that the rules were shattered and reach for what you want. Yes, ma'am, you can have what you want. My advice, though, is make sure that that's what you want because you will get it. This is kind of the be careful what you wish for cards. You're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that gives you, something to work with.
Yeah, see, the thing, I'm willing to work or whatever, but, the thing is, I don't know if he's going to be willing.
Yeah, that's the hard part because, as we all know, that it takes two to tango on that one, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice really would be reach out, try to take what you want, try to get back what you want in your life. If it doesn't happen, move on down the road. Be the high priestess, go inside, do the shadow work you need to do. Work on yourself, and then open up, and something even better is going to walk in your life if that doesn't happen for you.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling us, Sandra,
okay.
And we wish you the best in whatever it is you decide to do.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, caller with the number starting with 207. Welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Dee from Maine.
Hi, Dee.
I was wondering if I can have a reading.
Sure thing. Michelle and I will be real quiet and let Stephanie talk directly to you.
Okay.
Did we lose Arwen?
Hello?
Hi, I think we might have lost our guest. We'll wait just a few minutes and see if she calls in.
Okay.
Oh, Stephanie, are you still there? It shows her here, but the switchboard tends to lie. I didn't do it. I swear I didn't do it this time.
Well, hopefully today's guest will be coming back and calling back in. We were speaking with Stephanie Arlen Lynch, writing as Mary Lou Mann. She is the president of the American Tarot Association.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited to have her on.
Oh, I think we lost everyone. That's great. Dee, are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
You and I will host the show. How's that
okay.
sound? I think Michelle just left, too. I'm pretty sure that was her just getting cut off. Oh, now they're making fun of me in the chat room saying that I muted everyone. I didn't. Oh, my gosh. Why wouldn't it happen, right?
It's not even a retrograde.
Yeah. And if I had a clue how to do the readings, I would. But I need, cards with training wheels and, flashcards to be like,
I know what you
this
mean.
Means this. Okay. They said they're calling back in now. Hopefully it works. Well, while I got you on here,
What kind of books do you like to read?
Oh, Stephen King, V.C. Andrews.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I cut my teeth on Stephen King and V.C. Andrews. Michelle, are you back?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're here twice, actually. You're ghosting.
Oh, well, that's lovely. You want me to hang up and call again?
No, we'll just let you ghost because I'm afraid we won't ever get you back. You know what? It's showing you here, Stephanie, but it's not letting me do anything. It's frozen for you. Just like Michelle's other ghosted thing, it's frozen on the switchboard.
Yeah, if you try hanging up and calling back, you should be able to get back on.
Yes, because I'm about to do a reading for Dee, and trust me, it's not going to be pretty. I'm like, I don't know what this one means. Hold on, let's look it up. But I'm like, crap, there's 55 meanings. Ah.
Let's see, I just drew the Ace of Spades.
Oh, that's
do we have you back? Is that the wrong deck? Stephanie, are you back with us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. My phone said I was still connected. I just couldn't hear anything.
It did the same thing to me.
The switchboard is actually showing you and Michelle in the room two times now. It's bizarre. It's never done that before. But, Stephanie, we have Dee from Maine on the line for you. She waited very patiently through all of it.
Fabulous. And is it Dee, D-E-E?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dee. So
Hi.
What kind of area do you want to hear about?
Romance.
Okay. Must be my night for the East Coast. Let's see. Pardon me. I'm going to shuffle the cards while I'm just focusing a little bit. Usually, I'm so funny, I usually ask people for their date of birth, what they write, what hand they write with, trying to key into them a little bit. That's a part of how I get people, I don't know if it's tuned in or
well, I'm
paying
right-handed.
Attention. Okay. Well, let's see what the cards say. We're going to do just that real simple two sides and one clarification. Wow, the Hierophant's showing up a lot tonight. Again, this is about structures and boundaries, but this isn't so much somebody breaking the rules. It's somebody who's really craving some rules. They really crave some. If this is you, it's you looking for somebody to kind of give you boundaries and not necessarily run your life. I'm not talking about, you know, lord and master or whatever the gender is, but this is somebody who is requiring some boundaries. They know what they want out of life and they know where they're going, but they want people who will follow them. They do want people who will talk to them, but they're more of a leader. The other side is the Three of Wands. This card is very much a hopeful, joyous card. The card shows somebody leaping in the air. They're putting the third pole on to create a crossbar. I pardon. I'm now going to have a coughing fit, I think. Yay, me, on the radio. So what we're looking at is this person, as they're jumping into the air, completing the project they're working on.
Okay.
They're looking out into the bay, and they're seeing more ships. This represents their hope, their anticipation. When this card shows up, it's almost an automatic thing for me to tell the person getting the card, sometimes the answer is that when you're waiting for your ship to come in, you need to jump in the water and swim out to it.
Okay.
Okay, sometimes waiting patiently until they make up their mind and they do what you want isn't always the best thing for you. You may want to, you know, take a few steps forward and create more of a balance there. The card that comes in as clarification is the King of Coins, the King of Pentacles. This is a very masculine card. He's very nurturing in a male sense. He's the guy that if you told him your car wasn't running right, he doesn't say, go take it to the garage. He says, give me the keys, gets in it, takes it to the garage, talks with the guys, gets it fixed, and brings it back.
Hmm.
Very much caring and taking care of those around him. He really looks out for everybody. So if this person is in your life, and it almost feels like there might be a choice happening here. You know,
how do you mean?
Well, it almost feels like there might be more than one person in your life that you're looking at.
Okay.
Just the, with these two cards, the Hierophant and the Sage of Pentacles are fairly... The Sage of Pentacles is the nurturing side of the Hierophant. So they could be the same person. Just to me, in this sense, it feels like two people.
Okay.
That'd be great. Let's have a party. but definitely, your choice in this, your choice is to take the action that the Three of Wands calls for. If there's a trip you're thinking about, if there's a possibility of you going to see somebody, pack the bags, girl, and go.
Okay.
Okay, does that answer it, or does that just cause more questions?
Well, it both.
Yay! Okay, because generally, sometimes that's what they'll do. They, I tend to leave more questions in somebody's mind because I want to give you self-actualization. Everybody's in charge of their own lives, and I want you to be able to move forward.
Okay.
Okay?
It makes a lot of sense.
Super.
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we've had a lot of romance readings tonight, and so I was going to ask if you would do a work one for me.
Absolutely.
And this is Michelle, not Mandy, because I know sometimes we sound the same.
Say that again?
This was Michelle, not Mandy, because sometimes we sound the same and people get confused.
Oh, I was going to ask which author was which, because I'm like, I can't tell. Okay, let me just shuffle the cards a little bit. Go ahead and give me a date of birth, not the year, just the month and day.
7/15, yesterday.
Oh, that's right. I meant to tell you happy birthday. I saw that in your
Thank
blog.
You. Yeah, Mandy was great. She posted it everywhere. Guess what? You're getting old.
Hey, I'm 47. Let's not go anywhere close to old. Okay. Okay, now I've already forgotten. I'm doing this for Michelle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good Lord. See, give me half a minute and I will forget somebody's name. Okay, I won't forget your dog's name, though, and that's the sad part. Okay, so what we're looking at, we're going to do the 2 and 1. Wow. Just like overall, this layout would make me get up and dance a jig around the room if I knew how to dance a jig. It's very happy. Temperance
Yay.
Shows up. Temperance is about balance. It's about finding how to create your own energy. And Temperance pours energy from one cup to another. The key here is that the energy is coming from the figure of Temperance. This card is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful card. I'll send you a link later so you can see it. It's probably one of my favorites because it's just beautiful. It's a blue god, flaming head, rainbow wings. And he's got 1 foot in the water, it's basically Shiva, and 1 foot on the ground, symbolizing the balance that you're finding and that you will find. If you're looking for a new job, the one you're looking at that feels like balance, go for it. The other side is the Ten of Cups. This is the completion of emotional fabulousness. In most decks, you'll find that it's the white picket fence, 2.5 kids, dog, cat, and the partner.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of happiness. So if your job field in any way revolves around any kind of family work or working with other people to help create their happiness, that's what I would say is absolutely a fabulous card. Then you put on top of it the Lovers. Overall, if I didn't know that you wrote romances,
mm-hmm.
I would tell you that you can write a great happily ever after.
No laughing, Mandy.
I just pulled it in.
He always laughs at me for the happily ever afters because I'm such a girly girl when it comes to it.
She is.
Hey,
totally.
If they don't make you cry, man, what good were they? I cry at McDonald's commercials, so I also cry at bad shoes, but that's a totally different subject. The Lovers clarifies this, and the Lovers is, in this sense, a spiritual aspect rather than a physical aspect. It's about truly what you need to do for yourself is what makes you happy. Now, we all know that that's not the easiest question in the world to answer. But when you stop and think about it and just say, out of this list of the 593 things that I do, what are the top three that make me happy? Focus on those. Because you definitely, you have so much joy right now, so much opportunity for joy in your life. It's just truly like you opened the door at some point and said, I am ready to be happy, dang it. And the universe said, okay, here. So
our switchboard is going berserk.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to take it all up.
We have got, like, people who, they're going to be waiting forever. But whenever you're ready, I'll go ahead and let them
yeah,
on me.
Go
I
ahead,
kick
go
Michelle.
Ahead.
I'm like, Michelle, you're so
oh,
done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, did that help?
Thank you so much, Arwen. Yes, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, caller with the number 909. Welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Debbie from Ranch Cucamonga, California.
Oh, that's
how
good.
Are you
funny.
Doing
I
tonight?
Talked to somebody from Rancho Cucamonga.
Debbie.
Debbie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hi. What area do you want to hear about?
Gosh, my life in general right now, I'm just having a rough time.
We can do that because one of the things that I do is called universal questions, and I just basically say, universe, what do you want to tell Debbie? What's the most important thing for her to know right now? So let's just focus on that. Okay. I'm trying to get the cards shuffled fairly fast so we can get as many people in as we can. Okay. Well, interestingly enough, sometimes when I do a lot of readings, I get repeat cards. We get the Eight of Pentacles again, which came up for somebody else. In this case, though, it almost looks like you're considering going back to school or you're considering to take some more classes. You're looking to learn your craft a little more. But there's somebody on the opposing side, kind of a father figure type. I don't know if it is your father, but it's a male, a little bit domineering at times, means well. It's the Emperor card.
Mm-hmm.
He has these plans for you that don't include what you want. He's kind of trying to kick you forward and boot you down the road. And his plans for you, Debbie, may not be the right one. Okay? Because it's your life. It's your choice. If you have a craft that you want to do that you're very good at, consider going ahead and picking that up. Now, don't give up the day job, of course, but it could be something that could absolutely move you forward. The clarifying card is a young woman, generally. I'm going to say woman. It could be a young gay male, but in this card, it feels more heavily on the feminine side. It's the Page of Wands. This is a message, meaning that something is, okay, here I go with something's coming across big water, but a message is going to be coming to you about some action for you to take, and it's going to be not an easy choice. It could fall to the side of the Emperor. It could fall to his side about moving and going somewhere else and getting further down the road. You know, and it could take you away from the crafting that you want to do. And I keep saying crafting, and it can be anything that's creative.
Okay?
But this message, pay attention to it. It's going to be very fast. You're going to have to make a quick decision. I don't know what the right decision is. I'll tell you that up front.
Okay.
But when it comes, you're going to have to make a really sudden decision about what to do.
Okay.
So I would say, you know, you probably have great gut instinct. Go with your gut on that one.
Okay.
You know, and remember that whoever's preaching and telling you they know the best thing for you in your life, not always. But they mean well. There's a lot of love behind the message. So.
Okay. All right. So that's...
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
And I believe we have about 17 to 20 numbers that just lit up on the switchboard. Sandy was telling me on IM. And about 16 minutes left. So we're sorry that we aren't going to be able to get to everyone. We'll get as many people as we can, but we would like to invite Stephanie to come back anytime she wants.
I'd love to.
We want to say thank you because we're probably like sapping the juice out of her energy-wise.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a Pepsi. I'm fine.
Okay, wonderful. And if you do have questions that you'd like to put into the chat room, Stephanie, would you mind staying and answering a few for them?
Not at all. I can stay for at least a good half hour afterwards.
Okay, so if you have questions in the chat, she'll try to answer as many as she can. And we thank her for her time with that.
Okay, caller with the number 585. Thanks for calling Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Missy, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Missy.
Hello. What area do you want to talk about?
I actually have a weird one. spiritually, yes. If I'm headed in the right direction.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or
you know, that makes sense. And we've got a full moon tomorrow night, so that's a really good time to be thinking about this anyway.
Okay.
Get generosity. We get the magician about creating your own energy. And the Three of Wands, spiritually, it looks like you've been giving a little bit too much of yourself to other people. You need to pull back a little bit and give to Missy a little more. You've got all the tools you need to get where you want to go. There's a far horizon that you've got your eye on. And this feels like a physical place. It feels like a get up and go somewhere else kind of horizon, not just a spiritual view, but a place you want to go. Do it. Go for it. Treat yourself. Magician card, absolutely, you've got all the tools you need. The generosity card here, though, is truly about you giving away too much of you.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, but the Three of Wands, that's the leap of faith card in this case.
Okay.
Close your eyes and jump for it, honey. You're not going to fall. You're going to fly.
Okay. Very cool.
Okay.
Definitely.
Good luck to you. And I would like it if you especially would let me know how you do. I just have a really great feeling about this, and I just want to know. Sometimes I like to say, just give me a little validation down the road.
right. It even the cards that came up, definitely, they click with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And start reading for yourself
so
again.
What's that? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said start reading for yourself again.
Yes, definitely. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, caller with the number 602. Welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sadie. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Sadie.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Do you have an area? Do you want just a general universe answer? What do you want?
I think I want a general universe one.
Okay. Let's take a look at, and you said it was Sadie, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sadie from incredibly balmy Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah, heavy on the balm right now.
Yeah, monsoon.
Let's see. Okay, we've got kind of an interesting card. There's somebody in your life who's doing a lot of crying over spilt milk. They're even as hard as you try to pull everything together, as hard as you try to get all your chickens in the same eggs in the same basket, I will screw up analogies if given any moment. This person is kind of leaning on you a little heavily. They're almost draining you to the point where you can't keep up with your own stuff. Turn them back over to the community, honey. Let them go back to the rest of the community. They're not your personal project. They're draining you a little bit right now. Their focus is so on the negative right now that it's kind of pulling you into it. The Ten of Coins stands on top of this, which is the card of community, the card of family. So there may be a family connection.
Yes, my sister.
Beg pardon?
My sister.
Okay. I'm not saying dump her. I'm saying step back a little bit, let some other people, this may in fact be a time where she does need to go back into some talk therapy type of thing. There may be issues that just family love can't solve on this one. Okay? You've got a lot going on in your life right now. You've got a couple of pretty important decisions in front of you. And I rarely, this is really unusual for me, will say this. One of them feels like it might be a medical issue that you need to put your attention to a little more.
Okay.
Okay? So I don't know if this is answers you or if it gives you more issues. This one feels icky to me, to be real honest. It's just kind of a it's like you're giving so much of yourself to somebody else, you're not paying attention to some really important parts of yourself that you know you need to pay attention to.
Okay.
Does that make sense, or am I just way off base?
No, but it does raise more questions for me.
Okay. The key here is the community help. The key here is the rest of the family. As we all know, family's not always blood. Family's who we pick.
Right.
Okay. So that's my the thing that's coming off these cards the heaviest is community support.
Okay.
You know, get more people involved.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
For calling in.
We'd like to thank you for calling in. We do have time for a couple more callers, so
okay.
Without further ado.
Hi, with the number 804, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling from Virginia, and this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Love your accent. I'm from Louisiana, so it's always nice to hear somebody from that talks right. Okay, now that I've ticked off the entire rest of the country, what area do you want to hear about?
Actually, I have a question. I have a little dog that passed over.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know if he is on his way back to me.
Okay, well. If I cry, I'm sorry. This makes me cry. Okay, reading.
Oh,
crud. Let's see. Well, we get the Fool, which is interesting because in the Fool card, there's a little white dog behind a woman.
That's him.
Tugging at the skirt. Kind of looks like it might have been like a Terrier-Maltese mix, kind of.
It was a Maltese.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's coming back. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope very soon.
The Ace of Cups shows up. That's the emotional gift. And then the Queen of Wands, who is the woman of fire, the woman who attracts animals. He actually may come back in a different form, though, because there's a cat in this card. But
well, he was connected with a cat.
Okay, because this is, it looks, it's not a black cat. It kind of looks Siamese-ish in this card. But definitely there's something pulling him back to you strongly. Okay, but I don't think he's going to look like quite the same. It may not even be a Maltese. It may be a cross. But I'm definitely on his way back for having the Ace of Cups and the Fool showing up.
Because I have, I adopted a Maltese cross, Maltese Yorkie mix.
Uh huh.
But I don't feel he is supposed to stay with me. I feel like I got him to help find his original owners. I know that sounds kind of.
I would absolutely ask him and say, "Help me find your owner, or make sure that I'm the right one."
I have, he's actually from Finland, and I'm trying to find, he's got a microchip in him, but the people they had did not register him.
Oh, no.
And so I know where the microchip came from in Finland, and they're trying to track it down for me now to see if we can connect, because I feel like either this dog was stolen or he got lost, and I got him through a rescue. but I don't think he's meant to be with me. I think he was sent to me by my little Maltese to keep me company until he comes back.
This is going to sound weird. Check with airports.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Check with airports. It's just out of its clear blue sky, just airports. I don't usually do this kind of reading. Check with the airports and see if maybe they lost a dog.
Okay.
But that's what just hit me was like airport.
Okay.
And what's weird is it was the Newark airport, which isn't anywhere near you. But where I would start looking.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
New Jersey.
Sounds good. Yeah, because I got him from Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, hey,
well,
that's where I am right now.
Oh, how about that?
Well, good luck to you with that.
Yes,
well, thank
luck.
You so much, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You
too, honey.
Take care.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sorry,
we only got about 4 minutes left of the show, and I don't know if that's enough time for you to do another one or not.
I need to have just a few minutes. That I'm so sorry about that. That would just
tore
me up.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm such a baby. Like I said, I cry at the drop of a hat.
We're kind of pressed on time, so we can actually answer a few of the chat room questions if you're up for that.
Yeah, everyone who's on hold and waiting, if you want to go into the live chat room that's going on, Stephanie has graciously offered to stay about a half hour after the show to help answer questions in there, too.
Yeah, and my computer has frozen up, so I'm going to have to reboot, but I will be back in the chat room in just a few minutes. Stinking thing.
Oh, that'll give everyone time to get their questions ready.
Good.
Well, one of our chat room questions for you is, how do you think the tarot came about, and how do you feel it'll evolve in the future? And that's from Sonara Tregarth.
Oh, hey, Sonara. I've read some of her books. I know that name. The tarot for me originated in Venice. Some people will go further back to Egypt. I believe that it came about in Venice. That's where we can track the first card deck to. As far as where it's going, the readers that I interact with, and I am lucky enough to talk to some fabulous, fabulous tarotists in the world, all seem to be going towards a choice-centered tarot. Gail Fairfield, back in the, 80s, wrote a book called Choice-Centered Tarot, and it's about helping people make their own choices with the cards, rather than laying a card out that says, you need to take a trip, get in the car, and go. It's about helping people self-actualize, make their own choices. And I really believe that's the way tarot is going. Therapists are using it these days in their practices. I that's what I see the tarot taking us towards. Great question, though.
Oh, yeah, wonderful question. Arwen, if you would, give your link so people can find you on the web.
Absolutely.
You said what people are liking her, they call her Arwen.
Yes.
I like her.
Yay. You go to www.tarot, T-A-R-O-T-B-Y, and then A-R-W-E-N.com. So tarotbyarwen.com. And it's Arwen, like J.R.R. Tolkien's Arwen Evenstar. Yes.
And your new book is out with
Dolores
Cave. It's Changing Times, and it's by Mary Lou Mann. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I forgot. Oh, we're not even going to ask. We're just going to demand you come back because, my goodness, they're loving you. It's going crazy on there.
Super. And I also do readings for characters if anybody likes to have their character read for.
Oh, fun.
I do the hero's journey and character development also for writers.
Fun. Okay, and everybody, we are taking a break next week from Raven Radio. We're going to take a little week off, and then we'll be coming back with Gia Dawn and TJ Michaels and starting it off from there. So,
and that would be Wednesday the 30th.
Yeah, that will be back.
They'll be on. Same time, 11 p.m. to 12. I'm sorry. Yeah, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern time. And
thank
we
you
will
very
see
much.
You in 2 weeks.
Thank
you for joining
Stephanie.
Us.
Bye, y'all.